works on newer trailers. But I know he coats with ceramic coating. But so I would, after, so my experience is doing it, doing the coating on my car. So what came in the package, and I bought a you know, do-it-yourself version, because you can pay, you know, $2,000 to have somebody do your car. But that does include the prep work. You know, the prep work is important. Okay, making sure
that any paint job, same deal.
Yeah, it's like the actual. It's kind of like a painting something at your house. Like all the prep work is the hard. Painting is the easy part, and it's the same with the ceramic coating. That putting the ceramic coating on is easy. It's all the prep. So for a car, it's like. You know, washing it, doing this thing that's called a clay bar. I never even heard of it.
Yeah, all the detail guys do it. I thought it was pretty cool because I think it picks up all these little particles that are stuck in the paint and, like, sucks them out.
Yeah. So I actually skipped that part. I probably should have did it, but I did skip that part because I just recently...
Yeah, but your car was, like, 2 months old.
Yeah. Plus, they did some paint corrections, and part of that they completely polished the whole thing. So basically, I did a foam. And you might want to look into this for washing your trailer too. It's a foam cannon. Have you heard of this?
Mm-hmm.
So it's this sudsy thing you put on your pressure washer, and it.
Yeah. That's not those guys that they're like on TV, they're advertising where you can clean your upstairs windows by shooting this thing, and it's all a sudsy thing that washes the windows.
Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, I already had a pressure washer, and the foam cannon thing was $18, right? And it's you hook it to the end of your pressure washer, and you fill it with soap, and it sprays, like, you are, like, spraying your car with, like, a foam bath, a thick foam bath. You know, and I'm going to use it on my trailer next time. And so, you know, the idea is that it sits there and it soaks in and it loosens up the dirt and all this kind of stuff. So, anyway, I washed it and then dried it with microfiber towels. And so I'm describing what I did in the car so you could think about what it would do on your trailer. This is after a polished trailer. And then I ended up using, I don't know if this is okay, but maybe it is. You have to use, like, isopropyl alcohol. So you just put that on a microfiber towel, it just wipes on and it just evaporates off. It's like, boom, it's really easy. So that was the prep work I did. And then the actual application of the ceramic coating, what I got is the do-it-yourself kit. It's $70, but it constantly goes on sale for like $50. Like any reason, it's like, oh, look, it's like the day after, you know, Memorial Day. We're going to put on sale again, you know.
Right.
So it turns out I bought, I didn't know, and so they had some deal for buying three kits. And so I bought three. I didn't know how much it would take. Well, it turns out I did my whole car twice with one bottle. So
that's a deal. So you have enough for the trailer now.
Yeah, exactly. But I have to polish the trailer.
Now,
first.
Does that mean that your kids are old enough to teach them to polish?
Oh, hey, never thought about that. That's a good idea.
Well, you should convince them that they really need, like, you're planning on trying to get the shiniest trailer award at this rally coming up.
Right.
Get them to, like, help out, you know, get them all into it. And then when you get there and there is no such thing, like, wow, somebody lied to me. But at least it will give you the chance for it all to be polished, and then you can put this ceramic coating on.
There you go. Okay, so imagine the trailer's all clean. It's isopropyl wiped down. It's like spotless, and it's like, you know, a beautiful shady area where it's 70 degrees and there's no dust. This wonderful area that, yeah, and birds are singing.
It doesn't exist.
Birds are singing, but they're not flying over your trailer.
Right.
Anyway, so now what you do in the package for this ceramic coating. There's this little vial, and it's like, I don't know how, it's like super small. Let me see, what can I describe it as? Like, you know what a Sharpie pen looks like? Like the average Sharpie pen?
Absolutely.
Okay, it's like...